Yeah, it's different. I mean, the first game, obviously, you got a week to prepare. But then the second day, you know, you're in the same boat as the other team. You get to watch each other play. You know, you try to really do what you do, you know, and trust that what we've been doing all along will be good, and try to pick up some of their tendencies, and then just want the kids to just go out and play, you know. And it's really, you know, want them to be loose and relaxed and go after it, you know.
Was last night the first time you had seen Canton this season?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So based on what you saw last night, how much realistically can you throw at your kids on a day's notice like that?
You really just kind of talk about matchups. You know, we knew that the brothers were both really good players. That was obvious. The older brother obviously wasn't going to go down without a fight, man. He's a tough kid. And yeah, the younger brother is going to be a heck of a player down the road. You know, he's got great vision, really good passer. I really like watching him play. He obviously can shoot it too. Yeah.
Okay, and again, just kind of sticking with the big picture, could you break down the way you prepare throughout the year? I mean, preseason, I would imagine you're installing plays and trying to figure out what your guys up from the JV are really capable of. Regular season, I guess you're on kind of a predictable schedule because it's a league schedule, and then in the postseason, it's one and done. Mm-hmm. Are there differences in how you go about, maybe a sense of urgency along the way? Does that change?
We try not to, really, to be honest with you. You know, we run a lot of the same system throughout our JV, freshman modified stuff, you know, and so when kids come up, we like to think that we can kind of plug them in. Obviously, some kids are a little bit more further along. You know, and you don't want to, I mean, you try to enjoy the season. You know, you try to enjoy practices, and you try to enjoy, and when you get to the postseason, you know, winning the sectional is a big deal to us. That's why I said to the kids, and after that, you know, you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what the teams out there are going to be like, and you don't want to put too much pressure on them. You know, the seniors really want to go out with a strong, you know, it's heartbreaking when you lose the last game, you know. So to win the last game for the seniors particularly is just, you know, it's really nice to see.
Okay. And obviously, from just based on tradition at West Hill and what you knew you had coming back, you had to realize that, you know, getting to this weekend was certainly a possibility during the year. But was there at a point in this season where it really became apparent to everybody that, hey, we really are on this track?
Not really. Like I say, we're thinking about the section. You know, we played a bunch of really tough teams in our area, the AA's and A's, and, you know, we competed with them, which gives us a good sort of base to come in and play. So like the teams we saw this weekend in the regionals, you know, playing the teams that we played during the season in our own area prepared us. And then, again, you don't know what's going to happen. You don't want to think, can we do, you know, just play each game after the sectionals and see what happens.
Coach, congratulations.
Yep.
Really well done.
Thank you.
Kevin. Thank you.